Very glad to see so many of you here. I hear that the party was great last night, and I hope that you have had a very successful and interesting seminar day yesterday, and I hope that today will be equally so, if not more so. My name is Anna Grönlund. I'm the head of internationalization at this university, University of Jyväskylä, and I will be your host during this very brief morning session today. We are going to be focusing on the SIMHEI project this morning, in this morning session, supporting immigrants in higher education, which has been a pilot project in Finland for this year and will continue with more partner universities next year. This is a very, very brief session, only about 55 minutes, and we have a very long list of speakers. So I'm going to suggest that we hear from all the speakers first and then open the floor for any comments or questions from the audience for the remaining time of the session. To get things started, I would like to invite Senior Advisor Kaisu Piironen from the Ministry of Education and Culture to give us an overview and a background for the SIMHEI project. Welcome.
Thank you, Anna, and good morning. On behalf of me, it's good to see all of you here, and it's such a cool place. Unfortunately, I was not in a party yesterday, but I only heard good things about it. And like Anna said, I work in the Ministry of Education and Culture in the Division for Higher Education, and I'm one of those persons whose workload has changed due to these late happenings. So it has always been in my workload, immigrants and migration and higher education, but I would say in 5% or something like this. Now I would say lately it has been more like 50% or something like that. My brief presentation will be in three parts. First, I will just show you some facts and details about the numbers we are having at the moment in Finland. And then the second part will be about the change, what happened in 2015 and what kind of reaction it started. And then the third part, the last part, will be about the actions made in ministry, actions made in higher education institutions, but of course you're the best expert on those, and that's about that. So let's start. Just a simple picture showing the foreign citizens in Finland from 90s to 2014. And you can see already that it has been slowly growing. For example, the situation, I graduated 2008, it was more than a little bit more than 100,000. And now we already doubled that. So, and of course it will grow faster. This is a picture with the foreign higher education students in Finland until 2050. And from this picture, what we can see is that higher education institution has always been kind of in a pilot role when heading and facing with the newcomers, with the new people living in Finland. And for example, just one example, if you see the number in 1990, it's 25,000 people, the whole foreign population in Finland. And if you have it now, so you can see that at the moment we have as many foreign higher education students. So it's kind of, things are changing. And, I said that higher education has been kind of in a pilot role. For example, we in the ministry at the moment, we have in our division first foreign master degree trainee. And it has been kind of, for us, having the first English speaker in the office, it's kind of... if you would see the situation he's facing at the moment in our ministry, you would be laughing like, oh my goodness, that we did in our university 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Like now we are having, we don't have any material in English. And okay, all our meetings will be only in Finnish. And it's slowly changing. And of course, when seeing the foreign higher education students and the foreign citizens, it's not completely the same people, but just to show some figures. These are the numbers of foreign-born students, and I guess that you don't see what is there on small. But this is just, once again, one improvement that the number is growing. These are the foreign-born students, degree students, and the share of them from all the students. And And now jump to the second part of the presentation about what happens in 2015. This is just a simple picture of the asylum seekers in Finland 2014 and 2015. And if we stop here for a while, like, you can imagine any kind of machine with this kind of change in the, I would say, product or amount of people coming, it would be some time for questions like, can we use the same system we have been using? Is it working? Well, if I'm honest, at the moment, my opinion was that our system wasn't working before either. So even this kind of quick growing, it's kind of good question. This is the time to think, okay, what to do next and what kind of action we should start. And of course, when seeing these numbers, 30,000 people coming, of course, these are not all the people who are getting asylum. They are not getting the permission to stay in Finland, but just to have of the numbers. And this is about, we made this kind of survey among the asylum seekers in reception centers. And of course, when facing this kind of new situation and you don't know who you are dealing with, what kind of people you are meeting, it's good to have some background information. So we made this, and the sample was 1,004 people, just to collect some information of the previous workload, educational background, and these kind of things. Well, two things I wanted to point out from this picture is that the people who came to Finland, they are really young. So under 34 years are 84% of the people coming. And with this kind of fact, we know that with even like 5 years of education, 3 years of education, 2 years of education, it's going to be easy to make them to integrate. And also from government point of view, it will be easier to make them a good taxpayers with the not that long time. And the other thing, which is, I mean, for us, it's a kind of crucial, we collect the data from the education background. And 27% of the persons, they said that they have some kind of higher education background. Studies, 11%, and already degree, 16%. Of course, this is based, this is made question in interview, so there could be some person lying, some person not giving the whole truth, but this is the numbers we trust. So, and from the higher education degrees, it was almost all of them, they were bachelor level degrees. There were 2 doctors in our sample and 10 masters. So, and because the biggest amount of the people who came are in the sample are from Afghanistan and from Iraq. So it's kind of the way the education is built there. And now, with this information, what were the actions? Well, of course, to start from the ministerial way, we started this kind of steering group, which was handling not only education, but also cultural, sports, and youth. So basically the whole Ministry of Education and Culture. And we had this kind of we have this first steering group report with the 56 kind of procedures. And then at the moment we are working for the final report, and I'm all ears here, so in case there will be some really good feedback, we will put that also, we could put that on the final report also. And so SIMHE was one of those 56 procedures. And I'm sure that you already, yesterday you heard what is SIMHE and why is it meant. And of course you noticed that we had this group since 2015, and we started already with SIMHE on beginning of 2016. How is that possible? Of course, the idea of SIMHE, behind the SIMHE, was already existing before, and this was just the steering group report was just one place to launch it in official way. So we started with 2 projects. We're going to hear later on more. And then we will launch 4 new institutions are joining the network from beginning of next year. And I'm sure that we will hear from Jyväskylä and Metropolia, and we will already notice there that, okay, these 2 projects, they are under the same umbrella, but they are a little bit different. And I'm sure that when we will have four more institutions, they will be different. They will do the same thing on their own, little bit on their own way. And that's only a good thing. Okay, well then, like I already showed the numbers, the higher education institution, they are used to work with the foreign people and with the people from a different background. So these are not completely new things we are doing here. And these are not completely, we don't have to start from the fresh always. And when we had these kind of meetings with Simo, we already in 2015, we noticed that almost all of the higher education institutions, they were really in an active role. Well, you know what you did, but all kind of voluntary experiences, giving Finnish lessons for free, having all kind of cooking lessons, playing football and everything, and opening Open University of Allied Sciences. There were a lot of actions already started, even that there were no any funding or anything coming out from outside. It was just, you know, coming from the will of the universities and the University of Applied Sciences. I just wanted to point out that there are already like some former actions related in University of Tampere with the doctors, and then Urareitti project in some of the University of Applied Sciences. Is there someone from Urareitti here? Okay, no. And also what was actually something new, something old, is that we needed to really cooperate in all the levels. Ministry of Education needed to cooperate with the Ministry of Employment, with the Migration Service, even more with the higher education institutions. We needed to cooperate in the European Union level. We needed to cooperate in the OECD level. And it was kind of interesting in this autumn when there was all the time coming new documents asking, what are the best practices you are doing at the moment? What are the best practices you are doing there at the moment? So it was more and more about this information sharing and giving, and if there was any good examples in all the levels, people were really excited about it. This is just a map of the SIMH institutions. And like you see at the moment, it's going to be like the whole kind of whole Finland thing. And people ask me, like, okay, but Kaisu, does it make any sense to grow the SIMHE anymore? Like, you don't see that many people coming at the moment. Okay, it was 2015. There was a big amount of people coming. But next year, it has been 5,000 at the moment. Of course, thanks to the policy we're at the moment running. But, yeah, if we follow the situation in North of Africa at the moment, you can't tell when there will be more people coming. And also the thing is that this is not only for the people who just came. We're going to hear from Jyväskylä, we're going to hear from Metropolia that there have been some people in 5 years in Finland, 10 years in Finland, and when we launched it to SIMH, they are calling like, ah, finally you have something for me also. Because this is, it's kind of when you have some publicity for the things you're already doing, it's kind of, it wakes people in the sense. And also what we heard from the SIMH institutions is there have been some people trying to contact the university. Yeah, telling that, okay, I tried it once, and next year I tried it once, and there was nobody opening the doors or or nobody responds, or my case was too difficult for them to handle. So, I mean, also for those people, it's really nice that we are now opening up SIMH a bit more. Well, I heard from my colleague that you already yesterday you noticed that there are still some things to do, a lot of work to do. Such a pity that you didn't fix anything yesterday, all the things yesterday. But what we see that education is really in an important role of in integration. Like even if you're a highly specialized expert, you need in Finland, I guess that you need some Finnish language to be able to find your place in the society. And also seeing that government vision for the future Finland is a land of solutions. So in 2020, we need to be fixed it, all these questions we are having today. Because we're going to be open and international and rich in language and cultures. So here, I'm sure that you don't see it, but you will get the slides, the survey information of the education and work background. And then the proposal for the for actions. And like I said, that this was the like middle report. We will have the final report coming in February, I would say. So in case there's something you think that should be there, just brought me an email. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Kaisu. I'm looking at the clock over there. I think we will move directly to Katinka and Marita. Katinka Käyhkö and Marita Häkkinen from the SIMHE UNIPED coordination unit. And shall we take everybody at the same time?
Yes.
So Heidi Stenberg and Marianne Autero also from the Metropolia SIMHE pilot project.
Okay, since we have been doing cooperation and working very much together, we also made a shared presentation. And well, my name is Katinka Käyhkö. I'm here in Jyväskylä, one of the SIMHE people.
And my name is Marita Häkkinen, and I'm Katinka's colleague from Jyväskylä SIMHE as well.
Hello, also from Metropolia. I'm Heidi Stenberg, and
hello, I'm Maria Nautero, and I'm also from Metropolia, and a SIMHE person there.
And this first slide is really a combination of what we have been doing. As already Kaisu said, two pilots, slightly different ways of approaching the issue. And now this presentation tries to summarize in a small nutshell what have we been doing and learning during this year 2016.
Okay, so first a few words about this pilot project implemented here in Jyväskylä. So we've been aiming to, of course, like the main goal has been to support the educational and career paths of the migrants, and as Kaisu said, including all migrant backgrounded people, from asylum seekers, refugees, to people who've been here for a longer time, even 10 years or even longer. And then also of course this very kind of core idea of reinforcing the role of the higher education institutions, integrating newly arrived migrants, and we've been creating a network between the universities and universities of applied sciences during this year to really like keep this discussion going and so on. Okay, of course, we want to also like get some kind of outputs of this piloting, which can be there also after the pilot phase of the project. So for that, we try to develop and benchmark best practices. Maybe model is a bit, how can I say, like a tough or strong word. It can be even in plural, models. At least from Jyväskylä's side, we don't really know yet exactly how it's going to come out. But some kind of modeling of these activities, what we've been doing, is of course also very important. And then to, yeah, I think that was covered.
Maybe this reinforcing is also that we have not been doing all the work. Every time we have found something interesting, we have been telling it to the four winds that, hey, somebody has really can come up with something important. Functions, key job for both of us has been building this guidance and counseling service at a national level, and that requires a lot of cooperation in all the levels possible. Also trying to influence the higher education policy alignments within the institutions, but also in a wider scale, trying to incentivize research and encourage people who are doing it already, and networking also in the European level and beyond. And thanks to this networking, we have these very important international guests among us here in this particular seminar.
Okay, so this was guidance and counseling service was, of course, in the center when we started to really like plan our activities. And our goal has been at the national level or nationwide in Finland. So we figured out at the beginning that, of course, we will meet people face to face in our offices or visiting, for example, the reception centers or other kind of multicultural centers and so on. So we included, besides this face-to-face guidance and counseling, also to do it online, and then, of course, like phoning and so on. And then we did these pop-up visits, and we've been doing actually all this, especially face-to-face guidance all the time, and are still continuing it. We have been offering the interpretation possibility if needed, and that has been used quite a bit. And not of course always, because many people also are quite fluent in English. So, and and then we had a good cooperation with Metropolia and this guidance generalia, which was then implemented also in cooperation with Jyväskylä University of Applied Science nicely here in Jyväskylä. Okay, to encounter and really like know about the person's interests and study background, it needs deep discussion and encountering and really talk about this background information, and then also like taking notes and taking the process further. It's not only one kind of discussion, but it's more like a process where we can meet several times and communicate by emails and so on with people.
And I think this was pretty much covered already. So very heterogenic group of people has been contacting us. And every time you answer the phone or Skype or email, it's the start of a new journey. And it has been really exciting also for us. We have learned a lot from these prospective students. Some numbers quickly. Here in Jyväskylä, approximately 160 personal guidance and counseling processes, some of them ongoing. Some of the people we met in May are already out of the country and so forth. So far, 24 countries, top four over there, Iraq, Afghanistan, Russia, and Somalia. Multiple disciplines. We counted over 40 of them altogether, but what are the top fields currently? ICT, business studies, civil engineering, and law. Majority has either ready or interrupted a bachelor's degree. Many have had to leave their studies and take off the away from the country. And then this last number about the further study paths, it's very vague. We do not keep any official follow-up. So these are the people we have heard from afterwards, and we only counted the people who are actually have started higher education studies with real credits. So we yesterday heard, for example, in Hanken, in one course you already surpassed this easily, and there's plenty of stuff going on in different higher education institutions, so do not be fooled by this very modest number here. A lot more has been going on.
Okay, through these guidance processes, in specific, we have found out this kind of or experienced and found out that the prospective students, by the way, this concept we learned from one guidance expert from this very building, from the Institute of Educational Research, and the very strong motivation there and high self-orientation usually. So, and that must be kind of there, the own will to really like start the process and looking for options. But anyhow, of course, is in specific with in this kind of refugee situation, the frustration with life situation might be quite strong, appearing quite strongly as well. Lack of realistic choices. We talked about that, of course, yesterday quite a bunch. I'm not going to that more in details now. But after all, like face-to-face dialogue is not needed only for the person to sort of support his study or career path, but also to us to get to learn more and to get more information, a new kind of information, the basically anything related to education and learning.
And quickly about the higher education institutions, we see that there is a need for preparatory training, path studies. Here, the universities of applied sciences are really more advanced than the universities, so we universities need to learn a lot from you. One of the big issues is how to open these possibilities also for those who do not have the residence permit. Then what we all have found out, and this is official, possibilities to study academic Finnish and Swedish practically do not exist. So this has to be emphasized. How do we expect people to study in Finnish or Swedish if we don't provide the courses to reach that level? Then the question about English bachelor studies, which was raised yesterday. It is a good question, and there might be need for certain areas to really push that forward. And then what about this recognition of prior learning? Can it be open to the prospective students also some fine day, or is it always the process that you have to enter, in worst case, in Finnish, in order to get any recognition for your prior learning or what you have done?
Okay, here in Jyväskylä, SIM has been lucky to be located this piloting year in the UniBit coordination unit, where the virtual studies concepts and program has been developed for a long time, and we really wanted to take this also part of our piloting activities to open the options for also in specific for asylum seekers to take courses, academic courses, and we are actually now decided to fund three virtual studies courses in specific aim for asylum seekers, and then we have also opened the existing virtual studies courses also to people who are not yet like degree students in these UniBit member universities, which are altogether 9 in Finland. Would you like to say a bit more?
Very shortly. The second bullet point there, that only 2 of the 4 possible courses finally got some asylum seeker refugee students in, and there was problem in recognizing them as students in these arranging universities. And the other problem was how to get in time the connections needed for example, entering the Moodle. So this stuff takes time. We don't have the system working swiftly there, and so unfortunately 2 of the possible courses had to close down. There were almost 60 people who wanted to do these courses, and so it was a pity we had to cancel. But then, you do have had some virtual studies, because I think your TOEFL course has had quite a lot of participants this year, and also the old licenses told yesterday the SIMO people about them, so they have been rather popular now that we finally have them. But I hand it over to you.
Okay, thank you. So now I will introduce what we have been doing at Metropolia since March, February this year, and I'll be presenting and then Heidi Stenberry will be commenting. So, all right. So we do pretty similar services as Jyväskylä, SIMH Jyväskylä. So guidance and counseling is, of course, the central role in our work. But in addition to this, we also have this recognition of competencies service that we have now been piloting twice. So we had first in spring, and now the latter one is now coming to an end of first phase of it. Actually, we are meeting our customers tomorrow. And as Katinka was saying, we also have a good selection, actually, English-conducted virtual studies, especially in the field of technology and engineering. And as Metropolia is one of the TOEFL centers, test centers, we do have this online course, which I have to say has been selling really, really well. So that's a good thing. And helps people to, for example, when they're applying for master's studies. Okay, but I think we've gone through the objectives quite well in Kaisu Piironen's presentations, but of course, this is the aim, to find immigrant background people suitable education and also career paths. Of course, career being the employment being the end objective. And also to identify and recognize the prior competencies and learning that people who have higher education background, what they already possess and how could this be used sort of more swiftly and faster compared to what it's been running previously. And this is our service concept. So ignore another, they're like in two different sets. So guidance and counseling, which we have this, I myself personally running the guidance and counseling services, and the personal guidance discussions, which is the main thing. And then the guidance generalia, we have had it now 6 times every month since June, except July, which was the holiday month. And the idea in guidance generalia is to give different presentations, mainly to explain the Finnish education system and higher education system particularly. But then we have also had different guest speakers from TE Office, Kela, and National Board of Education. And then the recognition of competencies. And this is now, as I said, now we're dividing into 2 parts. And this is now the second stage, how we're doing it. And as I've been saying, that we have been saying to our customers, this is a new concept, even though like in universities of applied sciences, we are quite far with this recognition of prior learning when people have entered to education. So what they have done previously, it is being recognized and then they can have a sort of faster study paths, but also we're now entering this for people who already have a background. So what can we recognize and then maybe help them to find employment or more suitable
Sorry, Marianne, can I interrupt you?
Yeah, of course.
I would like to say that the background of this recognition of competencies, why we have built this kind of system is that we are thinking about that international talent needs local references. We have noticed that they don't have any networks here. They don't have those references what we Finnish people have. And that's the idea what we're trying to do with them. And it's, I think, a new one. Because normally we have guided them to do a new degree, Finnish degree, and graduation. And it's ridiculous. That's what we are thinking about. And we have to give the respect also the degrees in what they have done in different parts of the Europe or out of the Europe. And well.
And also I think what has this recognition of competence is also of course part of this guidance and counseling discussions. And I think what is really become clear now from them and also this recognition of competencies, the setting we are now doing, is that people, they have educational background, they have skills and competencies, but they don't necessarily themselves, they are not explicitly able to explain what their skills and competencies are. And then on the other side, there is the Finnish labour market. And people, do these two really meet? It becomes really apparent there is kind of this gap. And how can we reach the gap so that they can have supplementary education and, of course, most importantly, to build the networks. But it's really become evident people with skills are not really able to know what they have or how they explain it to the Finnish labour market. So there's this, we try to bridge the gap, so to say. And here's a bit of numbers. This is now from May to October. So in recognition of competencies, we have had 60-plus customers. Now the latter part is coming to an end, so we'll meet to them tomorrow. Personal guidance discussions, I think now currently the rate is around between 80 and 90. I might be able to reach 100 before I go for Christmas holiday. Let's see. And then in Guidance Generalia, we had the last one on Monday, so maybe 120 customers have been there. So this is now the current rate of how many people we have met personally, but of course there's lots of going on via emails and over the phone as well.
And one comment, we have done this recognition of competencies only technical and business field during this year. But next spring, we have also social and healthcare professions also included our services. So,
and of course, the recognition of competencies is done like now, firstly in technology, engineering, and then business, because these are the degrees we offer and education we offer at Metropolia. So, of course, we can't do it outside our specialties.
And still one comment. of course, we are doing mapping of competencies also in guidance and counseling services, like, of course, University of Jyväskylä is doing. But this recognition of competencies, it's a little bit deeper way to make it visible what are the competencies. So.
Yeah, so if I briefly tell what we did, so we have now done this twice, recognition of competencies. First pilot was in April this year, and then the customers were, we then contacted the main focus was then with the reception centres. So there were people who were still living in reception centres who didn't have a residence permit in Finland, didn't know if they get one. And at the first time it was a totally written test, so it was even possible to do that in Finnish, English, and even in Arabic. But after the evaluation with our experts who compiled the test, we now entered to the second phase this autumn, and then divided into two parts, mapping of competencies and demonstrating competencies. And now it is that people who are taking part, they need to have a residence permit in Finland. They need to have or prove that they have a higher education degree in these certain fields, technology or business. And then now it's possible to do it in Finnish or in English. So that was based on what we experienced last spring. And of course, as we are aiming towards the perfect world, so of course we're not ready. By no means we're not ready yet, but I think it is getting there, bit by bit, step by step. And this is now the background of the whole set we have had in recognition of competencies. You can see the little, it's like a, looks really funny, but I think the main population has been from Iraq, which basically, of course, is due to the fact that there have been many refugees and asylum seekers coming from Iraq. And there's a division, Gevat, spring, then autumn, about the male-female ratio. So in the autumn, of course, it was more 50-50 kind of base. But 17 different nationalities and 60 by far who have been taking part.
Yeah, and I think that, like Kaisu said, during the spring we have served more asylum seekers, but now during the autumn we have met a lot of also immigrant people who has lived here already many years, and that's why we have now more female also in our services.
I don't, we have a video, but I think maybe we can try it at the end because I'm not. Does it work?
We don't have the time.
Then we don't have a time.
It's
okay.
It's only one minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
No time.
Well, you can see it. It's in our website. So it's one of the. What was the point of that video is that it's very important to develop these services together with our clients, and maybe here is Margaret is here. Maybe you can. Margaret is also from Metropolia. She is a master student, and she is also involving to SIMHE project next spring. When we are developing these services still, but we try to have always our customers together when we are continue and develop these services. And this was
my, and you can find that on our website, both in Finnish and in English. So it's actually a real person, real customer, who has actually gone through all our service concept.
Yeah. Well,
now we're heading already a little bit ahead of the issue. We are very happy to welcome the new higher education institutions to this network of cooperation, and of course reminding that every higher education institution in this country can do something, and we would be very happy to hear about what you are doing and encourage you in doing more. The basis for all we do is, at least in our case, the majority of clients have been asylum seekers, so it's good to remember that legally they are eligible and can really be part of our courses. And what we do wish that more and more opportunities to gain real credits would appear. So even in the case if you have to leave this country, you would go with Finnish credits in your hand, and you could maybe use them somewhere else. And so this wait that we heard yesterday in the evening program would have some more meaning. Thank you.
Thank you to all of you. Maybe you can stay in the front for the questions and comments from the audience. And before we do that, I would like to invite to the front the new partners in the SIMHEI project, Vice Dean Riitta Pyykkö from the University of Tampere, Allan Perttunen, Turku, I'm sorry, and I knew that. Allan Perttunen from the University of Applied Sciences in Oulu, and then Mikko Häkkinen from the Karelia University of Applied Sciences. Welcome. Maybe you would like to share a couple of words about the planning at your institution, just briefly.
Well, we are just joining this project from January, and we have recognized that we have expertise in recognition of prior learning that has been developed at our university for a long time. We have multicultural expertise, and we have been developing the guidance and counseling services at our university, but this will be a totally new combination of all these three. And we are very much looking for the experience from Jyväskylä and Metropolia, and looking forward to the cooperation with all project partners. But we are just now recruiting people for this project and just had a couple of meetings with the others, but at the beginning, but very eager to learn.
So my name is Allan Perttunen from Oulu University of Applied Sciences, and as a newcomer I was asked to come and show my face. So here it is, and the profile is like this. So I have not a lot to tell about our actions. We have been implementing part of similar actions, as already mentioned, and just started preparations for a learning package of 40 credit units that will start next autumn. So we are happy to join the network without even knowing what does it mean. But I'm learning here. Thank you.
My name is Mikko Häkkinen. I'm from Karelia University of Applied Sciences. Joen Suun best physicist from North Karelia. And we are highly motivated to be part of this group. We are highly motivated and we want to learn. As at the moment, we have quite little activities in this area, but we want to have more and more. And we are learning from our partners and from you.
Thank you to all of you. We have a big group of people here. Maybe you can also stay here for a little bit. I think we have time for at least one or two questions from the audience. There's one in the back. Do we have is the mic ready? We want to get it through to the people watching online. So just hang on for a minute.
Is it okay? Yeah?
Which part? Okay, hello. My name is Leena Wilkman. I'm working at the University of Tampere as director of international educational services for the moment, for the time being. Thank you for the very interesting introduction. Two questions. How is it possible to join this group of SIM universities? And then another question. As I understand, this is a pilot project which seeks to establish new models that can be used in other higher education institutions. Do you know, or what kind of timetable do you have? When would you have some ideas to introduce to our to other higher education institutions to use? Because we are all thinking the same these important things at the moment.
Would Kaisa like to start from the ministry side?
Thank you. Yeah, about the SIMHE network, like I showed the map already, at the moment I would say that it's kind of full for a while. Why these institutions are here? Well, Metropolia and Jyväskylä, they were among the first ones being really active in the beginning, in the beginning of 2050. There were a lot of universities and university applied sciences contacting ministry with different kind of programs. But we didn't want to create kind of new degrees or something like this, but this was something about the guidance which was needed and sharing the information. So it was based on that. And this new institution, that was during the negotiations between the universities and university applied sciences and the ministry. And that's quite what's quite often the case is that the people working in the internationalization or admissions, they would be really willing to join the network. But then if you go up in the reactor level, it's not that much that the university or university applied sciences needed to be. And in the case of funding, this is coming from the strategy money, strategy funding. So it's from there. And you also ask about the good practices and the model. I guess that we will work now with the final report of the pilot project, and the first report will be ready in let's say February, March. But then of course we will continue with this work, and we will create something more in years to come.
Maybe as a newcomer, I would say that maybe we could share our practices in 2018 or so. So next year we need for starting all this and for also for learning from Jyväskylä's and Metropolia's experiences. But I hope that 2018 maybe.
Yeah. Sorry, was it too quick? So I would like to say that cooperation is possible every day. And here, for example, Pia Polsa from Hanken, we have discussed very concretical cooperations. And of course, in SIMHE, we don't think that we do everything only in Metropolia. But we have to know what is going on in whole field. And now we know that in Hanken there is very good course for our customers who we are meeting tomorrow. And we guidance them to involve to Pia's course. And what I'm trying to say that please contact us if you have good ideas, good courses, or good possibilities, because we have to guide our clients so that they can take part for every good courses or for every good training possibilities and so on.
A quick comment from Katinka and then one final question from the audience.
You don't have to wait that long. All the information of this seminar will be published in January, and then there will be extra information coming up in February. So, yeah, stuff is coming out. And please let us keep us hearing more.
We're almost running out of time. There's one final question all the way up in the back. Yes,
thank you.
Paul Abbey.
Yes, my name is Paul Abbey, and I'm from the city of Jyväskylä. Kaisu, during her speech, said if there are ideas and things we could suggest, maybe we could suggest them. And I have two. The very The very first one is the recognition of certificates. I know that the Ministry of Education does that. I also know that there is a fee attached to it, which could go up to over 300 euros. Now, for the vast majority of people who are asylum seekers, that is a lot of money to ask. I also am aware that during the integration courses that are offered by the employment office, that recognition of certificate is free. So the suggestion would be, would it be possible to make that free for people who are in the integration period as well as asylum seekers? Now, by what I mean integration period, if someone is in the first 3 years of their stay in Finland, if it would be possible to make that available and accessible to them, that would be a great help. Then for the asylum seekers, if it is done automatically for them whilst they, before they receive their certification, or before they receive their permit to stay, it means that when they come in and they have the right to stay, it's an automatic process. They don't need to go through that process or need to dig for the 300 euros or over 300 euros to do this. That's the very first suggestion. And the second one is related to the universities and the applied universities. I come from Nigeria originally, and I did a bachelor's degree in Nigeria. I then went to England to do a master's degree. When I went to England to do a master's degree, it was understood in England that Nigeria, the language that is used to educate, is English. So I did not have to do any TOEFL exams. I did not have to do any IELTS exams. It just was a straightforward thing of getting into the university to start my master's program. Now I come to Finland, and it shocks me that, you know, like, everyone is expected, regardless of the fact that their language of tuition and their language of education is English. So that's something I think that needs to be brought out here and probably needs to be looked at again. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Does the panel want to comment on any of these comments? Just quickly.
Just quickly, that's for the making the recognition process for free. That's kind of really nice and a concrete idea, and I will have that on my mind. Thank you.
Thank you to all of you, and thank you to the audience as well. Before you head out to coffee and to the next session, Marita would like to say something about the Fulbright Center. Just a quick update, and then you are free to go.
Okay, maybe just 1 minute only, so we can head to the sessions after that. So we were supposed to have a poster and a person representing Fulbright Center here. Her name is Mirka McIntyre, but she was unfortunately unable to join this seminar. And then I got very late message yesterday evening from Mirka to give this message from her side. And I will now read it word by word. I don't want to interpret anything in this. And then during the lunch break, you will find Mirka's message and probably the poster also from this frame here behind me. As one of the main objectives of this seminar is to foster cooperation at universities to support migrants in higher education, Mirka wants to draw your attention to Fulbright Specialist Program that supports partnerships and sharing of best practices across Atlantic. Fulbright Finland Foundation and the U.S. Department of State provide opportunities for Finnish higher education institutions, organizations, government, and private sector partners to collaborate and to invite Fulbright specialists from the United States for 2 to 6 week assignments with travel and honorarium provided by the Fulbright program. Hosts are only responsible for housing, meals, and transportation in Finland. The projects can include teaching and lecturing, curriculum and faculty development, institutional planning, and a variety of other activities that support sharing of expertise on migration and related issues. So please take this message if you are interested in. You can contact Mirka. I will leave her contact information here as well. And they really are looking for good applications to welcome. So, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, thank you to all of our speakers and thank you to the audience. You are free to scram for coffee and for your next session starting immediately in 1 minute, I think.
In your dreams, we are going to have coffee in this time. It's not in the program. Okay. I don't know where you got it.
In my head, and I thought people yeah. need it. Yes.
But there are refreshments. There's juice and water and stuff you can grab to go. So that first information, no coffee. yeah, but we don't have the time. Yeah. So, but the breakout sessions are starting, and you probably have checked where they are. And there's one particularly tricky issue.
Just for one of the sessions that's on the second floor for room Nilo or Carly, there's a key card access, but we're going to have someone at the door ready for you to take you in. There's a couple of glass doors that you need to go through. So.